You know, I love the soaps and people who do soaps and stuff beyond. This person is a definition of a working actor. I'm a fan of hers. We're talking to Crystal Hunt next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
A familiar theme to many of you, and it makes me kind of sad because it's off the air. I mean, talk about a show that was on for like 60-something years. Welcome to Spotlight On, and that's the guiding light theme, and this person was on there a while back, but she's been on many things. Let me just name a few things on her resume. These are just a few things. Sydney White, The Derby Stallion, Queens of Drama, Guiding Light, One Night to Live, Magic Mike XXL, 23 Blast, Hilton Head Island. I just keep going on and on and on. I mean, you are a working actor.
Thank you.
She also is an Emmy nominee, too, for her work on Guiding Light, I believe. Correct?
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Correct.
And Guiding Light. So, and a belated happy birthday to you, because it was last week, wasn't
it? That's correct.
Miss Crystal Hunt.
Why, thank you very much.
Nice to see you.
So much to talk about.
I know we do. So we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot, which I love these kind of shows because you're somebody. We'll talk about this too. I want to know what your motivation is to stay in this business because it's. Well, I'm going to ask you that now. What is your motivation to stay in this business?
I would do it for free.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that that's kind of the thing. I got accepted into a couple Ivy League schools the same week that I got Guiding Light. Wow. And I was going to go for medicine is what I was going to. That was my fallback plan if entertainment didn't work out. But, yeah, I mean, as much as I am intrigued by so much of medicine, I can't say that it would be the one thing that I. It's not this. Like, yeah. It's not. Like, I feel like it truly is. I would do it for free. It's fun. It's going to work to do something you really do enjoy and would never really think of as work.
And see, they always say that's the key, right?
Yeah.
That's the key. That's why I love doing this.
It's rare to exist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Some people don't find it until way later either.
Yeah, it's true.
Or some people never find it.
Yeah, who knew? I knew I'd find it in the middle of my senior year of high school.
So that is young. That is young.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, so you were prepared to go off to Ivy League school, go study medicine, but the acting thing was still part of you in high school? Was it part of your life at all?
I went to New York every single summer and studied with my same acting coach, intensives.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, but during the year, I also did internships with certain, some plastic surgeons, some different types of medicine.
Wow.
I did everything on my summer. So I could cover everything because you had to do so many hours of interns. It was a medical magnet high school. So everything was medically based.
And was this in New York?
It was in Florida.
In Florida, okay, Florida. Mm-hmm. Wow, a medical my kids go to a art-based school.
Mm-hmm.
I love those kind of schools that have like specific kind of, you know,
direction. Yeah,
yes, direction.
That's really cool. So helpful because you become a CNA like right at the beginning of high school. Then you get to actually scrub into surgeries. You get to see so many things that you never ever thought that you ever would. You get to do clinicals and like. A shadow so many different occupations in the medical industry. It's really neat. It really, yeah. I mean, as long as you don't have a weak stomach on some of them.
I'm a former nurse, so I understand.
Oh, okay.
In high school, we had a work release program, and then we also had a trade school program.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to junior in high school, all I had to take was the morning classes were like the classes you had to take, like English and civics or whatever. Then the afternoon, I went to a place called Scrock here in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And I learned how to be, I became a CMA and a CNA in high school.
Saying that.
And I became a nurse after high school. I went to college and became a nurse.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It really was a rude awakening for me because it was the only way, too, that I was going to get out of private school because I was in private Baptist school my entire life. I was like, Mom, if you get accepted in that magnet program, that's the only way you're going to get out of going. And for me, it was just the uniforms. But then I didn't realize, until after I left how much I'm like, we did all of the same courses you guys did, but evidently we had a far harder system, with the books that they use, the private schools and the Christian schools, as well as you learned about everything and how it pertained to the Bible. It was like everything was illustrated in biblical analogies and stuff, even your math, everything.
That's interesting.
I know.
Wow.
So then I realized very quickly how different it was going from that to even though it was a magnet school, to go to something that's a public school.
Yeah,
I was like, It was night and day for me.
That must be. Now, we have fans who are watching live, and so I want to give... So, Candace Mack says, been a fan of Crystal since, of course, Guiding Light.
Aww.
Met her at a few events, and of course, met Roxy, too.
Aww.
So, and then Kenneth Clarkson is saying hi. He's in here also. We're going to start, actually, with... Because I said we're going to kind of go a little backwards. I'm picking some of the big things you've done, and one of the things you did last year was a series called Hilton Head Island, which was it 20 episodes? 20? I can't remember. It was a lot of episodes.
It was like 22 or something.
Yeah,
like
which
that.
You don't do much
and we
anymore.
We knocked them out fast.
Okay, we're going to show you the trailer right now, and you'll see some familiar faces in this trailer. Let's go next.
And bye, guys. A little bit of tech back here.
Oh, okay.
Give me a minute.
No, it's fine. Okay, it's fine. We have Donna Mills, Michael Swan. Of course, if you guys know who he is, he's from Astroworld Turns and Born Beautiful. Antonio Sabato Jr. I mean, like...
Wink Martindale.
Yeah, it's like some great names. I was like, really? I'm like, oh my goodness. And it's, okay. And now we'll talk more about it after this.
60 seconds. Are we hot?
Yeah, Dave.
All good. The president attended a meeting today with major congressional leaders from both...
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
Daniel!
Somebody call the ambulance!
Was it a stroke?
It's too early to make an accurate diagnosis. Your husband needs monitoring.
Dad suffered a cerebral event.
What do the doctors say?
It's what they don't say, which is plenty.
I just spoke with Alicia. She's catching the first flight down from Baltimore.
If there's anything to be done, Alicia will know. Who better to care for him than his own daughter? Call an emergency board meeting. Tell them that Daniel Trisk will be taking temporary leave of absence, and they'll be appointing a new interim CEO.
Tell him, girl.
Who's that going to be?
Me.
Me. I love that, who was also your Queens of Drama co-star.
I mean, she's also my, like, girlfriend. It's so funny. I was like, it was funny, because when we heard about this project, I was like, well, Donna's doing it, then just, you know, I'll do it. They're like, are you sure? Do you want to, like, read everything? I was like, listen, if Donna's read it.
Right.
Like,
hello.
There's no greater litmus test.
Right.
Like, if she signed on board and she's already read it, and this thing is a rush, needs to be done yesterday. Sign me up. Fine. I'm good.
I met her once, and she is actually one of the most down to earth people.
She really is.
Everybody thinks, of course, because she was Abby and all this stuff on Nice Language. She's really just this down to earth woman who has a family, and you just like.
She drives out of her way to come to Forbes, my dog's birthday parties.
Yeah.
So did Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale sang him happy birthday. I mean, you can't get more down to earth than that.
Can you believe it, though, for yourself? I mean, these are icons that are with you celebrating your dog's birthday.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I think it's even more, I guess, because I was not around for the Knott's Landing era, and I was named after Linda Evans on Dynasty.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
It was actually funny. We did a charity event at Chelsea Piers back in the day, and they're like, Crystal, could you... We just need to move you because we're doing a group, you know, they do those group photos at the end. Can we put you in the back a little bit next to Linda? And I came over, I went over there, she was like, hi, Linda, nice to meet you. I said, Crystal, nice to meet you. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. I go, oh no, what's even funnier is that's why I was named that.
So she's you
like,
met
oh
her.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my God, that's a full circle moment. I love
right?
that. Did you get a picture together alone at all while you were there, or no? Did you get a chance to?
I don't know.
Was it for your parents? Like, hi.
I don't know. I was so young. I don't even know if I like had it in me to be like, I need this photo.
Yes, yeah, right.
But you know what? With all the ladies from those shows that Donna hangs out with, I'm bound to be able to have that moment again.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have it. So this is called, I love this, A Hope Opera.
Yes.
And it's on PureFlix. So PureFlix, is that like a Christian version of Netflix or something? Like, what is it?
It's a Netflix with a positive message.
Okay.
It's a Netflix that you can allow your kids to take the remote and scroll through, and there's not one thing on there. You're going to be like, oh, God, let me put change the settings on that, honey. Like, it's not like that at all. It's something that anybody can watch. And yes. I mean, as you will see in Hilton Head Island, there's still the same risque things that happen in primetime soaps. There's still, you know, affairs and things like that. But it's just not as in your face.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that part. Yes. But it's still quality entertainment. So you still get the drama. You still get the as on any other thing. But just the things they probably leave out.
Yeah, and it's the same writer as Falcon Crest. So it's actually great writing.
I didn't realize that. Wow. You got me all excited. I didn't realize that. Wow, I love Falcon Crest too.
Yeah.
This is what I'm loving about this medium now of now television is not just on television now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many talented soap people behind the scenes are creating content for you guys.
It's true. And also, I mean, the greatest thing about this was it was all green screen. There was no set at all. You didn't have to worry about set changes. You didn't have to worry about, it was unreal.
That is crazy.
The only thing I would say that was a little hard for Donna and I both, because we're so used to, creating a set and knowing the feel of it and the environment of it, and knowing what furniture pieces or which places and what everything sort of look. You know, do you know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. about sort mm-hmm. of creating that environment. The only thing I would say is it would have been really great too. And I'm like, if we do a season two, we want to know what these areas look like.
Yeah.
In creating them, because that's the only thing is when you're in a green screen, there are a couple pieces of furniture.
Okay.
And then once they line up on the markers of where they're supposed to be, then everything just sort of comes to life.
How amazing is that?
I know. It's really crazy.
There's so much. I mean, the technology today is just, I didn't even know that.
That's how we could fly through it so fast.
I guess, you don't have to wait for them to do this and let's change that and this set over here. You don't have to worry about that.
On soaps, anytime there's a set change, I mean, an easy set change just from the set that's on this side of the studio to the set that's on this side of the studio is a minimum of 45-minute change.
God, that's so crazy.
So
That must be the way to go now.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Cash Mac said, it was a good show. I mean, Donna is the queen point blank.
I agree.
Yeah, we all agree.
Yeah.
On that one. And that's interesting to see those people. That's green screen. So, I did not know that. When I was doing my research, they didn't say that. So that's very interesting. It looks so real.
It really does.
I mean, it does look so real.
And it's funny,
real.
Too, because the exterior of the Trisk Mansion is actually the same location in Hilton Head Island where we shot the interiors of Magic Mike XXL.
Oh my god.
Like the house that was Andy McDowell's house in the film.
Yeah.
They used those exterior shots to be the exterior of the Trisk house. I was like, wait, I did all my night shoots all through Halloween and everything in that house.
It's a small world. I mean, seriously, it really is a small world. And you did Magic Mike XXL. Was it fun when the movie came out for your friends? Like, I'm in this movie that, it's known for a girls' night out kind of thing. And I mean, how was that?
It was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And even more so, it was just, for me, it was exciting because I always loved Matt Bomer so much, and I
another Guiding Light alum.
I know, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I mean, he was the one person that I always found myself like getting, making sure I got my hair, makeup, and everything done, got in a wardrobe early, and would like even sit on the dark set on the other side of the studio to watch him work because I just loved watching him work.
He's so good.
He really is, and he hasn't changed one bit.
Oh, he hasn't.
Truly, the moment I arrived on set, I was like, all right, I'm not gonna. I'm a little like, I hope he's the same Matt, and I hope this goes smoother than what I anticipate. So I walk out of my trailer and I hear, Crystal Hunt, I saw your name on the call list, and I wasn't call sheet, and I it had to be you.
He's only one of you.
He's like, come here, let me introduce you to everybody, and literally just dragged me around and introduced me to everybody right then. Right after I just got out of the van and put my stuff in the trailer, I was like, okay, there's zero nerves now. That's out the window.
Folks, you guys remember, he played a really good character on Guiding Light. And and I could see the acting then. I could see that it was such a strong actor. And I thought, he may just quite stay on soaps and do that. But he's exploded, and he's so good.
Absolutely.
And everything he does, he's so good.
Oh, it's so true. I agree.
He's such a great actor. So we're going to go back a little bit, folks. And Christy Ferris is my girl. She's been on my show several times. I love her.
Yeah.
I met Lindsay Hartley. Love her. Super nice. Beautiful. Super nice. And I met Donna one time. So I haven't met anybody else on the show. But this show, Queens of Drama, that we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
people to this day, when I said I was interviewing you, were like, ask her this one question. Everybody wants to know this one question. And I don't know if she can answer because she wasn't, who knows. Why wasn't there season two?
Well,
people really wanted a season two.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't canceled.
Right.
And
that's what I said. They weren't canceled.
In fact, part of my whole plan was because we were waiting to get an answer.
Yeah.
That's when I brought Vanessa Marcil on the red carpet with me to the Magic Mike premiere.
Yes, I heard. I saw that.
And then she grabbed my boobs on the red carpet. I kid you not. It wasn't 24 hours. And they're like, we're going to do a season two. I was like, girl, it worked.
It worked.
I might be blonde, but mama didn't raise no fool.
No, you're not a fool at all. I can tell that already.
So I
everybody's like, exactly, James. Thank you for asking that question. If I really wanted to know what
honestly, I
you don't know, right?
Well, no, I have a general idea. There was I think one of the shows that was newly on there, and I believe it was John Legend did a show on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can't remember what it is, but you're right. Yes.
And I think he was also a producer on it as well.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And I think there was something to do with sort of fighting for a time slot with that show. And by the time they kind of got it figured out, then it kind of was like there was a little bit of a lull there.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's why. I think other people started doing other things. And
well, you know, I loved the actual premise. That it was strong women, because you guys are all strong women, coming together to make something for yourselves, which is now what everybody's doing now, of course. You guys are a little ahead of the game a little bit. But, like, that was something, I liked that premise of a show. Like, we're trying, I've had Christy on my shows, we talked about that, how you guys are like, we're all these strong women, we know soap, there's only four soaps left. Why don't we create a project for us? And for our friends, and produce it ourselves, and write it ourselves. I thought, what a great concept.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, we all are going to at some point, it's kind of a no-brainer to have somebody cover it and follow the behind the scenes of it. I mean, it's just, it's a matter of time.
I see you producing some stuff.
Oh, 100%. Well, I did produce my first feature. Yeah. It came out in August.
I see you in terms of, series. I see you totally doing that.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, easily.
My brain operates that way.
I believe it. Now, I'm going to show a scene that makes me laugh from the first episode. Let's go right here.
And my agent wanted me to turn it down.
Hey!
Because it wasn't...
Hi, Lori. It's so nice to see you.
I know. Crystal is another young actress from daytime soaps. I see her a lot at auditions. Oh, in fact, I just saw her a couple days ago. She's interesting.
Hi!
My name is Crystal Hunt. I'm best known for playing bad girls Lizzie Spaulding on The Guiding Light and Stacey Marasco on One Life to Live. When you play the bad girl so long, people start to think that that's who you are in real life. Whatever. Bad girls have more fun.
Exactly.
Did you guys audition for the same role?
No, I actually went out for the mother. She went out for the younger sister, right?
Yeah.
God, I fear the day when my agent says, so you're going out for the 40-year-old mom. We'll just keep rocking the 21-year-old roles, and she'll just keep going. And the 40-year-old. I think Crystal's trying to be funny, but she's pushing my buttons right now.
I had to show that scene. It makes me laugh every time I see it. It's just so funny. But I mean, part of it is true that you guys are on auditions. You probably run into each other, of course, on auditions.
I mean, there's also part of it, too, that's... not
talk about that a little bit.
It's also part of it too. Please, it's not non-scripted
yes,
too.
Yes,
it's just non-union television.
Yes. That's what I was going to ask you is this was a reality show.
Yeah, but there's definitely structure.
Yes, I'm going to say it's kind of a
and there's things they want to make, because that's the thing is that we all got along. So that was the thing is how there wouldn't be anything interesting.
That's what Chrissy said. You guys were fine. I mean, off camera, you guys were fine.
Yeah, everyone's just like, okay, we got to create something here.
Yeah,
and they kept bringing people aside and trying to make it secretive to try and create drama. Mm-hmm. And we were like, listen, we've been doing this for real, for a long time. We're very controlled. We know how to at least, keep composure.
Yeah.
You're going to have to let us know what it is you're wanting, and then we'll figure out what we can do, who's going to be what during what scene, and figure out who's going to, how we're going to do it, and see if it's something you like, and see if it comes across that well. Because doesn't work like that.
Right. And like you said, you guys know what you're doing. When all you guys are seasoned, just tell us what to do, and
we get it. It's got to be entertaining.
Right.
We get it.
Right. Because, like, seriously, everybody I've met, I mean, of your cast so far, everyone is really nice. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, in real life. So, like, but I thought the show was, I mean, the show was so good. And I mean, we think like, we all really enjoyed it because, again, we saw some of you guys who weren't on soaps at the time. And we saw you. It's just something else. And also, it was a soap related thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need, because the soaps are going away. It's like there's only four left. And like seeing something else is just kind of what soap, there was another soap thing that was reality for a minute. And that went off the air, too. It's just like, like seeing soap people. There's so many of you guys who are so talented, who are working and doing things. We want to know what's going on. And it's like, this was another avenue. People, like I said, people are still talking about it. And somebody says in here, it was also good because some people thought it was scripted with all the drama. Well, like a soap opera versus unscripted. So the guessing game made it interesting to people.
Yeah.
Like, what was real, what wasn't. I think everybody was in on it, kind of like.
I mean, it really was. But that was the thing, is that they, I think it was really hard on them because they did plan to treat it like they do every other.
Yes, right, exactly.
Non-scripted
show. And you
guys
like, no.
And we're like, you could tell they're like, okay, this isn't working here. Like, you could tell they were all like, what are we going to do? I'm like, okay, listen, this whole like trying to be sly and like taking certain actors away for certain amounts of time and dropping like little hints about what you think some people said or whatever.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't work. Like, that's not, like, let us know what you want.
And we'll work it out.
We'll go around the circle here and see who's going to be the rude one this
season. Oh, they're all. Best moment was when Crystal brought in Joan Collins.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was such a bad girl move. I know, me too. I was like, Joan Collins? I mean, you work with some really amazing people on all your soaps and in here, but you're amazing people.
Truly.
Another queen, Joan Collins. I mean, hello.
I agree. I'm obsessed with her. I think she's fantastic. She looks unbelievable.
Oh, I know. And she has dogs, too. She loves dogs.
She does.
She loves dogs.
True story.
That's true story. Now, also.
So does Donna.
So does Donna. I know she does. So she does, too. I know. Now, we're going to talk about a character that I love this character. And I know John Paul Lavoisier. I know him. I also met him. No, and he's great, another great actor who, underrated actor, should be on more things, too. He's really a good actor.
I completely agree.
Oh, he's so underrated. He's popping up in things, but, like, he's so good.
Yeah.
He's natural. How was it working with him for you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So easy, like truly. He's still one of my friends. He's out here now, and
yes, he is.
Anytime there's a poker night or a game night, he is a staple.
Oh, how funny!
And I always keep the largest size container of Heinz ketchup in my fridge, even though my name is Hunt. I don't buy Hunt's.
That's so funny. I love it.
The largest one, because I kid you not, you will never have ketchup in your house because JP house a whole bottle of ketchup. I mean, everything he puts ketchup on. And I thought I was bad because I've been doing that my entire life. I think one of my first words was kepish, and I thought that was ketchup. My mom's like, you put it on everything. You thought it was to cool things down that were hot. Like, everything. Crystal, you don't put it on that.
I do like ketchup, too. I do.
But he literally will eat you out of house and home as far as ketchup and, like, barbecue sauce and sauces go, but ketchup mainly.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Kenneth Clark wants to know, do you keep in touch with any other members of the cast of Wives Live?
Well, yeah, JP, absolutely.
That you worked with.
Well, yeah, JP I keep in touch with. In fact, I've introduced him to all of my friends that I've had that I've accumulated, so now he has a whole new body of friends.
I know Cassie DePiva, that's my girl.
Cassie DePiva, I haven't seen in a while. I really haven't. Yeah. She hasn't really been out to L.A. I had hung out with Bree Williamson a few times.
Bree is great. Yeah.
But she's been busy.
Melissa, my girl Melissa Archer.
I haven't seen her in forever.
She's busy. They're busy.
I hang out with Julia, who is, I don't know if you know Jay Soul. She was a makeup artist on One Life to Live.
Yes, yes, yes.
And actually, the head of the hair department on One Life to Live moved to my hometown. So every time I'm at home and I need to... I know. It was crazy. She's like, I'm retiring and moving to Florida. I'm like, where? She's like, wait, oh, just this little town. I was like, oh my God.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Now I have someone to do my hair.
When you go home, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And my mom, too. She's like, you think you get Lori over here to do my hair?
Your world is really, really small. We're going to show a clip of her and Farrah going at it.
You look scared, Jeech.
Yeah, I'm scared. Somebody just trashed my car.
Oh, that's terrible. Now, why would anybody do such a thing?
I don't know. Maybe because she's jealous.
and selfish and evil. I saw Rex first.
What are you, six? You can't just do whatever you want and get away with it. Take Rex and just go back to your perfect little life?
Perfect little life? Raising a kid for 10 years all alone?
You lied to me.
About what?
You told me Shane was sick.
He is sick. He has leukemia.
It's in remission,
and we want to keep it that way. Not that you care. You were willing to let your own nephew die so you could get your hooks into a man who can't even stomach you.
He loves me.
Okay, right. You hang on to that, Stacy. Because now that we have the stem cells, and Rex and Shane know just how sick you are, it's over. There's nothing left for you here. So why don't you do yourself a favor and get out of town before we press charges?
Crawl back to Vegas while you snuggle up with Rex. You were so wrong. You may have won the first round, sister. But I promise you, the fun has only begun.
I'm so geese watching this. So Bad Girls are a staple of soaps.
Well, yeah.
Back, because you were on the show 2009, 2010. You did come back for the series finale week. I'll talk about that in a second. You were in Clint's his Hell episode, which was hilarious. Stacy was a bad girl. Like, of course, you, an actor playing that, is delicious and juicy. But of course, fans get mad at you because you're. How do you, and now there's social media. How do you handle that? Because an actor, you're loving it, of course.
I feel like it's either one of two ways. Either it's the person that can't separate the fact that it's a character.
Yes.
And you either get death threats or you get, like, Christian tracts in the mail. Wow. Like, trying to bring you to Jesus.
And you're like, is this a character? Is this a character?
I was raised Pentecostal church. Hello, you know,
yeah, you know,
like,
all about that.
Anytime the door was open, my butt was in a pew. My mom was like, keep her in there. I'm like, Mom, but Mom, you're not even going to church today. I've got a migraine. You're going, though. Getting out of it.
That was us too, as kids. You still went to church. Yes.
Exactly. She's like, I went my whole life. You're going to put in your time too.
Yes, us too. But you're right. It's like, hello, this is a character. But bad girls are staples on soaps.
Yeah.
You guys move story along.
But then there's people who get it. There are, right. I mean, there's those people, and then there's the people who totally get it.
Yeah.
And they are in it. They are waiting outside the studio. They can't wait to tell you, ooh, girl, I hate you. Why'd you do this? Or you need to leave her alone. And I mean, everybody's got their own thing, but they get into it. They know it's a character, but they get so caught up, but they love it.
And so now, homegirl here, her character was a stripper. She miscarried Rex's child, but then she tried to pass off Fisher's child as his.
Well, I lost a baby.
He lost a baby.
And then I had to hurry up and try to get pregnant right away so that he didn't catch on. I lost his baby.
And the guy became gay later.
Yeah,
that's Fish. True. Whole story.
Well, no, remember I tried to get Scott Clifton's character pregnant too.
That's right, him too. He's doing great work on Bone Buford right now. And you fell through the ice in Lantana Lake. I remember that. You felt it and you died.
All of 66th Street was just slammed. Just, you would not believe what it looked like. It looked like fuel trucks.
Yeah.
But it was filled with fresh, hot water to fill that lake.
Wow.
Yeah. I was pulling up to work. I'm like, what on earth is going on here? Like, that's your lake. You're going to drown it. I'm like, oh, okay.
I missed that studio.
I do too.
I've been there so many times back in the day when all my children was there and you guys were there. I miss that studio.
I know, I love it.
First of all, I love New York. New York's my magic place. I have family from New York, so I love it. But I just loved going there. And also they had, The View was there at one point.
The View was like The View was there, and also Regis.
Yes.
And at the corner. Yes.
Yeah.
You always knew not to go out to that side of the studio. You always head towards Central Park West. Yes. Like, whenever that time of day, because there was always like all the people waiting out there, standby to get seats.
I sat, one time I sat outside waiting for, to meet, who was I waiting to meet? I was waiting to meet, Barr Walters to come out, and Bill Getty came out. I was like, it's Bill Getty. And he's a producer of the show. And he came out. It's a beautiful area of New York there, too. It's all the trees and just the...
I
just love that part.
It's funny how it worked out, because my acting coach that I started training with when I was very young, that's actually how my best friend Donnie Ramirez and I met.
Yeah, they do some stuff. I know you do some stuff with her, too. Yes.
From the time that... we've been best friends since I was 12.
Oh,
that's
when
I'm a godmother to her children.
You're that close. I mean, I know you guys do stuff together, but I knew that. Wow.
Yeah, like, we just produced her first feature together.
Yes, I knew you guys were doing that.
But, yeah, I mean, like, she was with me we got our belly buttons pierced when I was 13 together, and she was with me when I got my driver's license. She went to the DMV with me. Yeah, I know. It's
and she's had success too. I mean, so yeah, it's
both she's doing Once Upon a Time right now.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, so, because you were based, because we'll get to the guy next.
But what I was saying is, the acting coach next door to that building, it's so funny. Like, the building right on Central Park West. Oh, my God. Our acting coach we met.
Everything for you, it seems like it's all just, like, comes so together. Really, but I was saying, you were in New York, so people don't realize there were a lot of New York soaps at the time. Like, Astro World Turns, All My Children was in New York at the time. Mm-hmm. You did a lot. So when you came back for the series finale, what was the mood like? Because you came back and you did some scenes, and it's like...
It was different.
I'm sure.
I don't know how to describe it, but I think that, like... you know, it's like letting air out of a balloon, or like when you get balloons and they're perfect and they're just, they make you happy because they're all like, you know, dancing along the ceiling versus like a few days later where they're kind of sagging.
Yeah.
It had that kind of feeling because everybody knew they had their date and like it was kind of, as much as they were happy to see everybody, everybody was also kind of deflated and sad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It just had a very different energy.
I feel
different than what it used
to
be.
I'm sure. Now, before that, because we could talk forever, but you know, of course, we're getting low on time. She was Lizzie Spaulding on Guiding Light. Now, I want to show a piece of her work on that.
You're trying to fix it all night.
Do not let that plane get off the ground.
John Driscoll.
And
he's so tall.
Be creative. Think of something.
Right? He's like super tall.
Be yourself, but whatever it is, just... I'm on my way, okay?
Be myself?
I just loved you as Lizzie. You're so funny.
What's wrong with you?
Thank you.
At him. What later on what happened with him.
Right?
Isn't that crazy? He's a great actor. He's a great actor on here.
A brilliant actor in Green Mile.
Yes, that's a yes. The whole
I guess he's getting a divorce
Lizzie,
now.
I know what you told me, but I don't believe you. Where's my dog?
You were eavesdropping on me, you naughty, naughty girl.
Yes, I was, because I knew something was up. Where's Roxy?
Believe me, that little mutt is the least of your problems.
She is not a mutt. I have her papers.
Okay, whatever you say, but you know what? If your grandfather doesn't unload a buttload of money to
me... Wait, why does everyone look at me and see dollar signs?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because you're loaded?
I'm a person too, though, okay? I have feelings. When you prick me, I bleed just like anyone else.
When you prick me, I bleed? That is so original.
Weird and dumb. It's amazing you get a date.
What the hell are you talking about?
I need a soda. I don't drink out of cans.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Relax, Lizzie. You have the entire flight to try to manipulate me.
We can't leave yet.
Why not?
I have to do my yoga. Right. I will get sick. I get cold sweats. I'll break out in hives. Don't even get me started. If you don't mind the smell of my throw up, that's fine.
You do your damn yoga and you do it fast.
So I want to show that because on this show, it really, I mean, on both shows kind of, but on this show, it really showcased your comedy.
Yeah.
I just thought you're such a great comedian.
I actually didn't think about that.
No, seriously,
I thought Sydney White was like my main
I loved you in that too. But that's comedy.
Yes, you're laughing. You know what? You're right.
And a lot of things that Lizzie did. She learned something herself today too.
But you're right.
Yes,
because I had some comedy to put on the reel before I knew it.
And because Sydney White, you're good in that too. That's another story. But but to me, Lizzie was kind of that. She was funny sometimes. You and Coop, that whole storyline was a bomb. And people are talking about that already in here. Talking about Roxy and everything, but we were really funny, but you also could be serious in one scene. Amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, you should do more comedies too. You should do more comedies.
Yeah, I agree. Tell everybody out there too.
Yeah, give them comedies.
You need to bring Crystal Hunt in for more comedies.
Okay, Kenneth Clark says, my cousin Nicole wanted me to tell you she loved your character in the movie Sydney White.
Aw, thank you.
Let me say that. It's the rest of peace, New York soaps. We will never forget you. Yes, we will never forget them. They were all wonderful, well-produced great subs. Now, on that show, you got nominated for an Emmy for Younger Actress in 2005. Do you remember that night at all? Do you remember being nominated?
Can you forget that
night? I don't think so, but I always have to ask people, like,
First of all, it's the longest red carpet, like, in history.
Oh, it's long. Okay.
Yeah, because it went from the Sheraton, New York, on third and seventh to Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah, we go that direction. Right. I mean, yes.
Almost to Radio City.
Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah. That's a long way. I didn't realize it was that long.
I mean, it's a bit of a trek.
Yes. In heels, in a tight dress.
It's not even the length of it. It's that whole thing is press. There's press cameras. There's interviews. There's everything. The entire length of it.
Yeah.
In fact, my dad. There's a Florida girl in me still at the end.
Yes, so of course. Get the Florida girl there.
At the very end of a night of a lot of heel wearing, they end up off.
I'm sure. Barefoot.
I am 100% certain. I walked home from the Waldorf Astoria barefoot in my Versace gown. And it was so funny because my dad's a big guy.
Yes.
So some of his weight's in his neck area. Yes. So when he has to wear something that's buttoned up, he's not happy about it.
Yes.
So he's just sat there the whole night. He's like, when we left, he goes, "We're already home?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, if I had known we were this close, I would have walked back a while ago." He's like, "I've been miserable in this tuxedo."
Poor dad.
He's like, "That's why I've been sitting there propped up." He's like, "I felt like it was cutting off my air supply."
Poor dad.
But yeah, no, it was a long night.
Did you go into it thinking you were
going to black out when they did the cameras on you?
They do.
And they're like, and the nominees are, and then they put a camera on all of you at the same time when you're waiting to hear.
Yes.
I felt hot. I felt cold. I felt like my eyes were watering. I felt like my nose was watering. I felt all these very unattractive, uncomfortable things
You didn't look that way. You looked fine. It's on YouTube. You looked fine.
Yeah. No, I have seen it. And I'm like, God, thank God I couldn't tell exactly what was going on. But I literally was like, I felt like I could possibly just any time, for real. It's like, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, here's where it comes.
Yes.
This is when it's going to happen.
Well, do you go in thinking that you might win, or do you go in thinking, I'm not going to win, I'm just going to sit here and just, or what do you go in thinking?
I mean, obviously, there's always a part of you that's like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But also, there's also a little bit of like, you know, that there's, that, you know, that this person, you know, really had some great footage the last couple years and really did deserve it, but they gave it to somebody because that was their last opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew that there was already word that was kind of what was going to happen because it was her last opportunity. And even though her clips that she submitted that year weren't probably
the best,
every other year that she had were, and this was her last opportunity because she was leaving the show. So
do you get to see the other people's clips? Do you get to see them? Or no? Do you ever take a look out? Or no? You don't get a chance to see them?
I don't know. I imagine we could probably.
Yeah, that's one.
Get a hold of them. I guess I had already spent so much time going through mine.
Yeah, okay, I guess like, so. Right.
I'm like.
Oh yeah.
I work on the soap opera. I don't watch it.
Anyway, well, one of the fans just said your version of Lizzie was funny yet spoiled yet troubled, but she was also learning how to be herself while being a Spalding.
That's actually a really good way to describe. I mean, I was learning how to be myself. I was 17, so I was still figuring a lot out, and I wasn't put into like a young storyline. I was thrown in with,
you were,
you know, Ron Reigns and Grant Alexander
and Beth
Chamber. Oh my God, so many fantastic people.
I know.
But yeah, I was thrown into big storylines right away. I mean, I had to burn down the Spalding mansion.
You say you were that, yes.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, wow, really, really starting it off light here.
And you worked with an animal. Like, they gave you an animal. I mean, like, you'll say you worked with animals and children.
That happened because they knew I had her.
Yeah.
And so the writers were like, oh my God, how great would it be if Lizzie had a dog?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That dog had a lot of storyline, too. It was so good. Roxy was great.
Thank you.
Do you keep touch any of the GL, Chorus Girl Stars? Any of them? It's been a long time.
Well, I'm still close with Scott Bailey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in fact, he's a part of the usual
poker
night.
Very good. Okay. Very good.
Group. In fact, I just talked to my mom on the way over here. She's like, I just hung up with Scott. Now he's in Louisiana working on something. I'm like, oh, okay.
Good for him. Yeah, good for him. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll never forget anything. He's always on the lookout for me for things. I'm always on the lookout for him for things.
Oh, good.
And never forgets my birthday. Always remembers to wish me happy birthday.
Now,
and his daughter, him and Adrian's daughter, oh, my God, just so gorgeous.
Cute. Oh, I love it.
I love her to pieces. I just bought her matching pink Uggs to match me. He's like, she won't take them off. He's like, I took your advice and slipped them off the very first night and Scotch guarded them overnight. He's like, from that point on, she sleeps in them even. He's like, we cannot pry them off her feet.
Oh, how cute. Oh, I love that.
I know. I have 10 nieces and nephews, and then all of them are big. So I don't have any.
Funny.
I mean, the oldest one just passed the bar. She's a lawyer. So I'm like, it's not like I'm helping her plan her wedding. I'm like, I'm not like buying little pink Uggs that are this big, you know?
I have great nieces and nephews. My nieces and nephews aren't kids.
I do too. Yeah, I have two. My niece just had my second great niece.
So it's kind of fun to see them have kids. And I'm like, I'm still 9 years old. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I don't know how I'm this old to have great nieces and nephews.
I'll tell you what's funny is now she's finally caught on that, like, you can't really convince the older person of that, even if I'm not a lot older than her. So, well, we weren't trying. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, we know the deal.
I'm not that much older than you, but I can tell you this. They're not hard to keep at bay if you don't want one come along.
Hello.
I'm like, so by the second time now, she's like, I'm like,
okay, girl.
Do you remember when you tried to convince me of that last time? She just started laughing. I was like, we need to get you fixed.
Yeah, I'm you fixed. Oh, my God, I love it.
She's like, oh, no. He's going to. I'm like, no, you're the problem, girl.
You're
like, you're my niece. You're the one I'm looking out for.
Crystal, you're the best. Thanks for coming in.
What a
pleasure talking to you.
Same here. I've had a blast with you.
You've made my week. I've always been a fan of yours, so I'm just glad to sit down with you.
Aw, thank you. And you wear a red too, and I wore some red too for Valentine's Day.
Of course,
Valentine's Day.
Yes, we're getting ready.
That was actually my due date. I was due on Valentine's Day, and I came early.
Wow, how funny. Well, in a way, it's kind of good. You have your own birthday, and then there's the holiday. So you can follow her at Crystal on Twitter at Crystal_Hunt. She is there. You're on Instagram also, I believe.
Same thing.
You can follow her there. And one last thing. Do you have anything new out at the moment? You say you did a film with Dania
Ramirez and I. We produced our first feature, Lichen.
Lichen, okay.
And you guys can catch that. It's on Amazon. You can catch it on... you can rent it at Redbox. You can rent it everywhere, yeah.
So I'll post it on my page, too, so you can see. I'll post a link to it so you guys can see it.
Absolutely.
Make sure
you
can rent it. Thank you guys for watching. This is Spotlight on AfterBuzz TV. You can follow us on iTunes. And you can follow us on YouTube and on SoundCloud. I'm James Law Jr. You can follow me where all James Law Jr.'s are. James Law Jr. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
And three people in here said the same thing.